So here is why your dating life is not working out the way that you might want it to, or you keep repeating the same quote unquote mistakes or experiences. Especially if you are a deeply feeling feminine woman, right? A sensitive, gentle being. So this, this is it could be one of the reasons, but one of the reasons is that you're doing it alone, right? You're doing it alone. You're trying to do everything alone, and you're trying to be like your father, your brother, your counsel. Like you're trying to be all of those roles by yourself. And if you're a feminine woman, you're just not equipped for that. If you are a feminine woman, you are more oriented towards feeling, sensing. Tuning in to somebody and creating connection, right? That's how you are made. Like you're just made to love, right? And so if you put yourself out there in this like wild, wild world of dating, you're totally unprotected. You're unguided. You've no one to vet the person who's coming into your life, who's coming into your body, because you're, a lot of women. A lot of, sensitive feminine women, we're quite naive, right? We're quite naive, and it's sweet. We're innocent, and that's a really beautiful thing. And you don't have to change that about you. You know, like a lot of the like, dating advice is, oh, just become a bad bitch and have standards and boundaries and vet the person and do all of those things. But that puts you in a masculine frame, right? So then that doesn't really work also, because then you become the masculine in dating, and then you attract feminine men, which it just is not the goal. So the reason that you keep kind of going into relationships and or situationships or even dating experiences and keep getting blindsided is because yeah, you're kind of going into it blind, and that's no fault of your own. You're a deeply feeling feminine woman, so that's just what you do. You go into it wanting to love the person and see the best in them and create connection and intimacy, because that's who you are, that's what you're designed to do. But if you are doing this without having first vetted the person, like are they worthy of all of this adoration and approval and love that I'm willing to shower upon them? Are they worthy of it? Are they going to return it? Are they going to keep me safe? And that is a job that usually, traditionally that would have been a job of your family, of your father, of the patriarch of the family to protect you, or even your brothers, or even a grandfather, or a pastor of the family. It's like you would in the olden days you would consult with people. And nowadays, I understand there are so many different situations, and people are maybe not that close to their families, or they live far, far away, or it's not the same kind of village mentality, but it's really important to have other people to be accountable to, especially especially if you want to do things different, especially if you want to like find your person and really choose a good person for you. And you have to acknowledge your limitations, that you can't do it all yourself. For me, I know that I fall in love very easily, and I'm sensitive, and I am naive, and I am innocent, and I know that I've hurt myself before trying to do it all myself. And now I know that I need support. I can't do it all myself, right? And that's one of the things that will support you. So if you don't have, maybe your father's not in your life, maybe he passed, or you just don't have like positive male role models in your life, have friends, whether that they're male friends or even female friends who are solid and stable, or have mentors, have I don't know, pastors that you can talk about the person that you are meeting, right? Because otherwise, if you're just doing it all by yourself and doing it in the dark, and especially if you find yourself hiding it, if you have friends that you talk about your relationships or dating, or the men that you're meeting, But you find yourself hiding something or someone because you're just like, oh, let me just figure it out myself. Let me just go along with it and figure it out, and only then I will share. That's a red flag number one, right? You should be comfortable and able to share with your friends about who you're meeting. And especially, I would just recommend having one, at least one solid person in your life who you can have as a kind of accountability buddy. Or, you know, if you have brothers or your father, that's really the best, because they have no ulterior motives. They only want to see you happy. They only want the best for you, and they're not afraid of hurting your feelings. You know, sometimes women friends, we can be too soft and too understanding and too gentle with each other, right? And a man who really loves you and who doesn't care about hurting your feelings, he will tell you the truth, which is really invaluable. So, if you want to do things differently, next time round, right? Have people that you share the status of your dating with, right? If you're meeting somebody new, don't go deep into them, right? Don't go away on a weekend getaway at like the on the second date. Before sharing this with your, you know, accountability buddy, or your parents, or even consulting with God, right? Now, for myself, I'm not dating currently, but when I do get back out there, when the time is right, I know that, you know, I have safety precautions in place. I have procedures that I'm going to stick to. You know, I'm going to check with God. I'm going to check with my parents and communicate with them and have their opinion on the man that I'm meeting, right? Because if it's just me, I will just see the best in them, especially, you know, if I'm attracted to them and my hormones are raging and I just, you know, I like them and I just see them as the most amazing thing since sliced bread, right? And a person who's not involved, they can tell you, they can actually tell you, like, hey, you know, this is a little bit of a wild card, or, you know, here's a little bit of a orange card, or a red flag, or a orange flag. So it's super, super important to have this input if you want to do things differently, right? If you want to keep doing things the same, just keep doing things the same. Keep meeting people. Keep getting into these like hyper speed relationships, and live out the whole relationship in a month, right? That's a lot of people do that, right? It's a little bit insane. Like I've done that before, and gosh, it's exhilarating, but it's so painful also, because when it ends, I don't think we're designed to have our hearts broken so much. Like nowadays in the modern dating field, like everyone just gets heartbroken over and over and over and over, like so many heartbreaks. I think like back in the days of our grandmothers, they would get maybe heartbroken once or twice in their lives. And now like we get heartbroken every 3 months. It's really not conducive to a high self-worth and just overall psychological well-being. And I know exactly how it is. Like I've been through the ringer. Through the dating ringer, I've been through these like high speed 3 month flings that crash and burn spectacularly, and it's not fun. It's really not fun. So I know that I am and I will be doing things very differently when I feel ready to do it again. But what I would suggest is really have people around you that you can trust and that you can share this journey with, especially if you are serious about finding your forever person. And have, you know, standards and procedures for yourself. Have boundaries for yourself of what you will and will not do, on, you know, when meeting people, when, you know, deciding to go deeper or deciding to initiate intimacy, or going to their house, or, you know, have like really strict boundaries with yourself and enforce them for yourself. not for others, not with others, but just, you know, having knowing what you will and will not do, having those principles that will really help you. It will really guide your dating journey so that you don't get hurt again. That's all this is about, right? It's about doing things differently so you don't get heartbroken. Because if you keep getting heartbroken in dating, if you keep, you know, going out there like this wide-eyed innocent Bambi, thinking, okay, this thing will be different, and you just throw yourself into another 3-month fling that crashes and burns, you'll just repeatedly keep getting heartbroken, and then eventually you'll just give up. You'll just think this is trash. This is not working. You'll think that the dating pool sucks and it's the men and everyone's bad and everyone's you know, unhealed and traumatized and all these things. And all it takes is just some new decisions and new actions. So I guess what the point of this episode is that you need protection. You need to be protected when you are dating, right? And back in the day, that used to be a thing. You used to be protected by your father, and you know, you would receive suitors in your house with your parents present, right? And that it just adds that level of protection. So it's not all on you, because when you like someone, you're blind, you're blinded, let's be honest, and you're not seeing and thinking correctly, right? So the best way to, you know, go out there and date again is to have those people, have the agreements with people that you will come to them, you will consult with them, and take it really slow. Take it way slower than you even thought was healthy, right? So sometimes I have clients tell me that, oh, you know, I'm proud of myself because I waited 1 month to sleep with him. And I'm like, that 1 month is not a lot of time. It really isn't. It really isn't. Good for you. Good for you. But 1 month is very, very little time, right? It's what you meet them maybe 6, 8 times, especially, right? If you're both working, if you're both busy, and you just date once or twice a week. It's not a lot of time. It's not a lot of time to get to know someone. I mean, 3 months is okay, I think. I don't know if that sounds like a lot to me. That doesn't sound like a lot now, but I know back in the day that would sound like, oh my gosh, I can't. What, 3 months? Can, like, that's how long my relationships last. Like, how? What do you mean? Wait 3 months? But now it's like the bare minimum. Anyway, back to the point. Don't try to do it all yourself. That's the main point. Don't try to be a superhero. Don't try to be your own provider and protector, and accept that you are limited, that you are a naive, innocent, sensitive, feminine creature that needs protection, that needs guidance, because it's wild out there. And we need protection. We need protection of other men, or of men, right? Whether that's your family or friends or even solid women who can offer that kind of frame to you. But we need that. So before you venture out dating again, have that kind of support network in place, and have the protection of masculine structures. So that's strategy, that's boundaries, that's yeah, like requirements for yourself, for them, for the process. Have a strategy of how you're going to do this, because that's really going to support you and it's going to serve you, right? A lot of times women think that, you know, structures and systems oppress us, and patriarchy, and right? So silly. But they actually do protect us, because we are quite naive as women. We are quite blind and naive, and I am the first one to admit it. we don't know everything. And a lot of the world is like the physical material reality. Men navigate it excellently because they are wired for it, right? Women are wired to navigate more the emotional realms and the spiritual. So that's what we are great at. So we need other people to support us in the things that we are not that great at. So when it comes to dating, it's the same, right? But I feel like I keep going on and on saying the same thing over and over. But that's usually how we learn, right? We need to have it repeated many, many different times from different angles. So if that resonates, like the first thing to do would be to just even your friends, right? Even your friends who are solid and who don't just tell you pretty lies, sweet little lies to make you happy, but they tell you the truth. And sometimes the truth can be bitter. So if you have someone like that, make a pact with them, like have a conversation and be each other's accountability partners, right? Just don't do it alone. That's what I'm saying. Because when you do it alone, you're a lot more likely to make the same mistakes. But when you have someone who you're doing it with, it's a different feeling, right? You're doing it with someone. You're not just alone. You have someone you can share your process with. You can have someone you can share your concerns and ask questions and to have someone to like advise you and guide you a little bit in the process and maybe pump your brakes sometimes because, like I said, when you're infatuated with someone, you'll just go 150 miles forward into them, and then that's not always the best strategy. So if your dating life, if you keep repeating the same mistakes or having the same experiences in dating, start doing things differently. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you found it useful, send it to a girlfriend, send it to the accountability partner that you want to partner up with, and I hope this was useful for you, and I will see you in the next one. Bye bye.